Did you know that there's less than 21 weeks to the feast? Less than 21 weeks. That means there are 20 Sabbaths, only 20 Sabbaths. 20 Sabbaths in which we can really prepare to meet together in a formal setting again, because most of the people listening to me at the moment will be probably listening in their own homes and listening over the internet. But 20 weeks basically to make sure that we are dressing correctly for services, that our children are turning to the scriptures and taking notes, and we're not mixing coffee and breakfast with services, and we're making sure that they're getting the bathroom breaks sorted out before services. Now, these are the things we should have been doing anyway, but when you go into the feast and you're actually at the festival site and you're attending services, these things play a much greater part. We have to make sure that we do keep these services the way we need to. So what I want to do today is I want to play again the Sabbath question tape from Mr. Armstrong, and the sermon from Mr. Armstrong on the Sabbath question, to help us to prepare really for the feast. And in the sermonette, what I want to do is to basically encourage us all to listen to the sermon, but to listen to the sermon from our present perspective, because our present perspective is different from the way it was when Mr. Armstrong was actually giving that particular message. But the principles certainly still apply, and we need to make the changes necessary in our home routine to smoothly make the transition to the formal setting for the feast. Now, if you turn with me to 1 Peter 4 to start off with. So 1 Peter chapter 4. Just remind ourselves of this passage in Scripture, which is used extensively to remind us of our time here in the church specifically. But here in verse 17 of 1 Peter chapter 4, it says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God." Now, if judgment is going to be beginning at the house of God, if we're being tested, and this certainly indicates that we are, what is the test commandment? What is the test commandment? Well, the test commandment is the Sabbath, obviously. And if that is the case, then we can be rest assured that one of the areas in which we are, in fact, judgment must begin at the house of God, is in fact in the area of Sabbath keeping, in the area of how we present ourselves before God in services. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of those that obey not the gospel of God? Now, this context is a context of church. So again, we need to make sure that we are looking at the Sabbath in the right way from a church perspective. From a church perspective. And if we think about it, in Revelation 11, we don't need to turn there, but Revelation 11 talks about at the present time, the first two verses do anyway, the present time as far as we find ourselves today, the end of chapter 10, goes into the taking the gospel to the world as a witness and taking it before kings and presidents and so on. And then it goes into chapter 11 and it talks about having a reed like a rod, and the angel stood saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those that worship therein." And this really then flows into the time of the two witnesses. So it clearly is the time that we find ourselves in today. And so this scripture here in 1 Peter 4, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. We're also looking at the fact that the judgment is now on the church, and the church is undergoing a measuring process, a measuring judging process, to see whether in fact we are fit to go ahead and teach as kings and priests in the future and reform that temple. Because it actually, in Revelation 11, where it talks about the temple, it's in fact the holy place. And the holy place is a place where the priests would do the various bits and pieces that they needed to do. So the analogy, as far as the church is concerned, is very huge, as far as this is concerned. So to stress from here in 1 Peter 4, the test commandment is the Sabbath. And why not therefore have the test commandment applied, as far as God is concerned, to the church? And certainly something we need to keep in mind. Secondly, let's just turn back to Malachi, the beginning of Malachi. Just remind ourselves, because remember, we are priests in training. and priests being judged, and judgment is now on the church, and we're being judged as priests in training. And here in Malachi 1, in verse 1, it says, "A son honours his father, and a servant his master. If I then be a father, where is my honour? And if I be a master, where is my fear, says the Eternal of Hosts to you? To you, notice, O priests, that despise my name." And you say, "Wherein will we despise my name, your name?" Now, what I want you to notice is the attitude of mind that God is bringing out here. And just say, well, okay, what about this test commandment as far as the church is concerned? What is our attitude of mind? What is our approach? Is it something that is casual, is light-hearted, as far as the services are concerned? Or do we, in fact, follow the admonition that Mr. Armstrong gives us in this regard? And I'm talking about today now, and it says, where is my fear, says the Eternal of Hosts, to you, O priests, that despise my name? And you say, when will we despise your name? You offer polluted bread on my altar, and you say, when have we polluted thee? And you say, the table of the Eternal is contemptible. And if you read this, go through this section, you can look at this in verse 11. It says, "For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and every place henceforth shall be offered in my name. Incense shall be offered into my name, and a pure offering. But you have profaned it, in that you say the table of the Eternal is polluted." And it's interesting that it says in verse 8, it says, "And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Accept your person, says the Eternal of Hosts." Again, notice the frame of mind. And the frame of mind, the attitude of mind. And then we need to ask ourselves, well, what's the attitude of mind if we walk into services with a cup of coffee in our hands? If we walk into service is improperly dressed, dressed in a dressing gown, in slippers. And again, what is our mental approach to these things? The attitude of mind brought out here in Malachi generally, is that the fag ends of anything are not acceptable to God. And so if we're looking at the test commandment being applied to the church, and judgment being now on the church, as priests in training, we've got to make sure that we don't ever have the idea of fag ends of anything, because of the attitude of mind that is being brought out here in Malachi, amongst other areas. Final scripture, turn over to Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Because it says in verse 12, "And they that shall be of you shall build the old waste places, and you shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you'll be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." And that's what we're looking for in the future. We're looking to actually teach how to keep the Sabbath, teach the attitude of mind that is necessary to keep the Sabbath. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Eternal, honourable, and shall honour him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasures, nor speaking your own words. And again, apply it to the position we find ourselves in today, in keeping Sabbath, or keeping services at home. And what is the attitude of mind? Do we recognize the test commandment? Do we recognize the fact that judgment is now on the church and we are being judged in that area? "Then you shall delight yourself in the Eternal, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and to feed with the heritage of Jacob, your father. For the mouth of the Eternal has spoken it." And Jacob, our father, will be there in the future. And we will be all teaching the right way of life, the mindset, the attitude of mind that's necessary. And that's what we're learning today. And that is what God is judging today. That's what God is determining today. And certainly, as the measurement of the temple is taking place, and interesting, the court that is outside the temple, outside the holy place, "Leave out and measure it not, that is given to the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. But during that time, the two witnesses will be working. And the church is ready, which has been judged, which has been measured, which is the temple, that will teach the truth is what God is looking for. So in just 21 weeks, the feast, 20 Sabbaths in which we can actually practice getting ready for the feast. And the Sabbath is a test commandment. Judgment now is on the church. The temple is being measured and tested. Priests are being trained to teach. And how to keep the Sabbath in the world tomorrow is part of that training. So we need to make sure that it is a delight at home, at the feast, throughout the millennium. And in principle, as quite frankly, the Sabbath is made for man. It's not for a spirit being. But the principle still applies. And in principle, even into eternity in the kingdom of God.